Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Losers, in other words.
Well.
Comedians Tammy Pescatelli and Craig Peters in the studio later on. FunnyboneOmaha.com to see Tammy this weekend. Well, nice. Along with you, Craig, your feature act. Petey's in the house.
Yo.
Craig Evans with us. It's February 1st.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really mean much, except it's not January.
It's not January.
But it's cold today in our city.
Closer to March.
Yeah. Yep.
Closer
one
to April.
Day closer to something.
Short month.
Yeah.
Which doesn't necessarily guarantee it's going to be warm.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Still March.
It does.
No,
still
it doesn't.
March.
It doesn't because
no, it doesn't matter if it's March or whatever. It matters if it's warm.
Yeah, but the next day is a better chance of being warmer quicker when it's in the spring.
No guarantee, though.
Yeah.
Just warm.
I refuse to hate March.
We're just waiting for
See,
warm.
I refuse to hate March.
March doesn't generally bring sub-zero temperatures for weeks on end.
Right, and it can right now. That's what we're going to have that.
Depends upon where you are.
Okay, well
I'm worried about here.
I'm worried about where my ass is right now. Craig? Shut up. You're going to Phoenix this weekend, so stop rubbing it in.
No, yeah. Then I'm coming back.
I know.
No?
I know. But, listen.
But again.
2 days in the warm.
You get to wear shorts and hang out on the patio.
Yeah.
But I've never been one of those guys who goes someplace warm and tweets back to the people who are someplace cold that I'm warm and you're not.
No, I used to do that and I don't anymore.
Because guess what? You're coming back to that cold place in just a couple of days anyway.
Yeah,
I hate people to do that.
I do too, but I still
48
rather,
hours of sun.
I still
be
rather
awesome.
Be the guy that goes away for 48 hours, even though I know it's a what is a celebration for your mom. So you get to see some people you haven't seen in a while.
I've got an odd who's older today. I thought it was an easy one when I looked at it. I thought, oh well, that would be, it's not even a question. But it turns out that it's closer than I realized.
Well, then you're making it easy
and
on
so,
us.
So yeah,
oh, it's still closer than you realized.
Yeah, oh, much closer than I realized. And so, who's older or what's older? It was on this date that
this
kiss.
This is a what's older?
Who, yeah, what or who, depending on how you want to phrase it. It was on this date that Kiss released their self-titled album.
The first one?
Yes.
Okay.
And I assume so.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on this date that Aerosmith released their self-titled album.
Their first one?
I assume so, considering the dates. Who's older, Aerosmith or Kiss?
I think Aerosmith's first album came out first.
Yeah. But it's only a year.
I know, it's 73, 74, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I know Aerosmith's first album was 73.
Yeah, and so, I didn't realize it was that close, I guess. It didn't dawn on me that it was that close, 73, 74, Aerosmith and Kiss.
Yep.
I just assumed Aerosmith was older.
They were 2 good years.
Yeah. Who's taller?
Wow,
Who's taller,
without
Steven
boots?
Tyler or Paul Stanley?
Paul Stanley.
With or without the boots?
Yes.
Because that makes a difference.
Of course it does.
Those are like 6-inch platforms.
I stood beside Steven Tyler, never met Paul Stanley. So
let's, you have an algorithm.
I do have an algorithm, except I don't
well,
know.
Well, for one, for which one. Doesn't really count.
I'll say Paul Stanley.
I'm going to say Steven Tyler.
I'll say Steven Tyler also.
Steven Tyler, taller than Paul Stanley.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying?
That's what we're saying. He's not.
Oh, okay. I'm saying Paul Stanley.
Yeah, he's going the other way.
Steven Tyler, 5'10".
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I figured.
Oh, man. Yeah. I thought he was a taller dude.
Paul Stanley.
It's the lips, I guess.
6 feet.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, when you say really, I'm only going by Petey's blog, NHL blog.
And Petey studies that.
Don't question the NHL blog.
Yeah,
there's a link to everything.
I went to Petey's NHL blog to figure that out, and they say that Steven Tyler is taller than Paul Stanley.
No, the other way around.
No, you said Paul Stanley
Tyler is 6 foot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
No.
You're,
I knew Steven Tyler was 6 foot.
Meant.
Don't take that win away from me, Craig.
That is what I meant.
No,
Paul
Stanley
taller.
We always refer to Petey's NHL blog. It's got the best
you
information.
You can find that on TNTRadioEmpire.com. There's a link to Petey's NHL blog right there.
Everybody's height.
Right.
Like everybody.
Yeah. You're amazing.
Well,
your staff's
it's not
amazing.
Me. It's the crack staff.
It's not quite everybody's height.
Sort of Barry Switzer.
Yeah.
And Jeff Galooly.
Right.
Really?
Jeff Galooly's height is not listed on your blog.
Also
not,
a vampire.
And that's not his name anymore either.
No, it's Stone, but still.
Is he still Jeff Galooly?
Nope, he changed
he's
it.
Stone.
I thought so.
Jeff Stone.
And he didn't make the premiere either of that movie, the Tonya movie.
He didn't make it, huh?
Right.
Was he not wanted?
I don't think he wants to be out.
Yeah, he changed his name.
Changed your name. Yeah. Why do you want to be on
And she still trashes him.
Yeah. Well, she was just... I've read stories... Although the movie's good, it kind of whitewashes her. And
he
testified that she was just as guilty. Of course, she knew everything. Who's not buying that? I'm not buying that.
Well, it was actually on this date in 94 that he pled guilty to racketeering, struck a deal to testify that Tonya approved the assault.
Of course she did.
On Kerrigan, who's not as tall as I thought she was.
No.
Yeah, that's what I heard. The movie kind of makes her a more sympathetic character.
I think it does, yeah.
Yeah,
I read that, too.
We thought when this whole thing was going on.
I have no interest in that movie. And we got some emails saying, oh, watch it. Lived it in real time. Lived it in real time, completely engrossed in that story at the time, how he wrote a song about it, which we're not going to play. But the fact is, it doesn't really interest me at all.
Yeah. Plus, Margot Robbie gets more naked in Wolf of Wall Street.
And they should reenact the tape we saw. That's what they should have done.
It's hard to be more naked than she was in Wolf of
Wall
Street.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's one scene where she walks out the door or into the room, and she is just butt naked.
On skates? Mm-hmm. The Tanya movie?
No.
Oh, okay. I know. I've seen Wolf of Wall Street. And no Wolf. There was no Wolf of Wall Street.
Nope.
Not in that scene.
Yeah. That was shaved of Wall Street.
And the entire dialogue of Wolf of Wall Street is just F-bombs.
I love that movie.
Strings of F-bombs.
I love that movie.
She walks in the door naked and just drops 18 F-bombs.
Yep.
It says...
I think it beats F-bomb. The F-bomb record, right?
I believe it holds the F-bomb record just because it's long.
Yep.
You know,
and they say it a lot.
Right. And if Scarface were 30 minutes longer...
It would have passed it.
It probably would have tied it or passed it.
Right.
Because Wolf of Wall Street is about a 2.5-hour movie, maybe even longer than that.
But it's good, though.
Yeah,
doesn't feel
still.
That long. It's a little long, but doesn't feel that long, as Colleen famously said.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking back at some classic movies, back before we really cared about runtime.
Right.
Where we had all the time in the world. Yeah, and it turns out movies like The Godfather, they're pretty long.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Part two, especially.
Yep.
But I didn't see that in the theater, so I don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
It does make a difference.
Yeah.
Supermodel Kate Upton, not hideous.
Not at all.
Says the co-founder of the fashion company Guess sexually and emotionally harassed women. She made the charge against the 65-year-old Paul Marciano on post on the Twitter and Instagram. She didn't offer up any details. There's been no comment from him or Guess, but for some reason she decided to come out with that yesterday.
She's hot, I'm sure.
Yes.
I'm sure you couldn't help
Not
himself.
Hideous. Well, she didn't say specifically her, apparently.
Oh, okay, got it.
She said women. There's more safety concerns. About those damn fidget spinner toys.
Now what?
It's the scourge of the nation.
How are they say? I mean, my kid has a few. They don't play with them anymore, but they're not dangerous.
Scourge of the nation, Tyler.
Okay, why?
Because of the batteries.
There's no batteries in fidgets.
Well, the ones that light up have batteries.
Oh, I guess they do. Oh. I didn't even think about the lit-up ones, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, kids are swallowing those button batteries, and their esophagus gets burned.
Why are they swallowing them?
Because children, like the young children,
put
small parts in their mouths.
Put it in your mouth, huh?
Well, tell
as we are well aware of.
Stop being idiots.
Yeah, good
kids.
Luck.
Well, small kids, I understand.
Young children are being injured by putting small parts from the fidget spinners in their mouths. Button batteries are used in many.
Is Gronk
going
to come out and
devices,
tell us not to eat the batteries and fidget spinners
including
now?
Including cameras, watches, and remote controls.
He's an idiot.
The report on the swallowed fidget spinner batteries is in the latest edition of the Journal of Pediatric Gastroenterology and Nutrition.
Don't eat the fidget spinners.
Again, that's a part of the concussion protocol for Gronk.
Will he eat these batteries?
They give him a lit up fidget spinner.
And they put him in a room by himself and look through a double glass window.
Just watch. Right there. And if he eats the batteries, he's sitting down for the rest of the game.
Oh, no.
No, if he doesn't.
No, if he doesn't.
Oh, if he doesn't.
No, you're right.
That's probably more it.
Yeah. He's flipped. His is flipped.
Right, yeah. Oh, something's wrong.
If he thinks he's Batman, he's back in.
Yeah.
That's always
welcome back, Gronk. Hey, thanks. I'm ready.
Oh, he's so dumb.
In some ways. San Francisco plans to toss thousands of marijuana cases.
Love this. I retweeted this last night. I tweeted out.
I'll take a case of marijuana.
It said, good progressive thinking there.
Right. Don't toss that.
Congrats. Good to hear a good progressive story once in a while.
At a news conference, the district attorney said he would expunge or reduce up to 3,000 misdemeanor and felony convictions going back to 1975.
You're looking out your prison window and you're in there for selling some weed and people are buying it in stores. It's got to be pretty tough.
Well, they're talking about misdemeanors.
I'm just saying. There are guys in jail.
There are.
And we knew guys who spent some time in jail. But there are guys in jail now who are selling a little weed. 6, 8, 10, 12 months. Looking outside their windows saying, hey, I'm going to go buy some weed at the store. And they go, and I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the moment that marijuana became legal in Washington,
right.
Oregon, Massachusetts, wherever.
Right.
Anybody who was
a non-violent criminal that's just sold weed, right.
Solely for that.
Right, solely for that.
Just for that. Just for possession of a little weed.
Get out.
Go.
Walk out the door.
Yep. Here's the door. You're free.
Right.
This would allow those with past convictions to petition the court to reduce or dismiss their cases, but we are talking just San Francisco here.
Oh, just the city, not the state yet?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
If it's not illegal anymore.
What part about illegal don't you understand? What if they legalize murder? You let them out? Well, they're not going to legalize murder, you dumbass.
Yeah. It's like being grandfathered
stopping the Facebook
in
stuff.
The bad way.
Right.
What'd you do? I sold an ounce of weed to a guy.
Right.
Really? Oh. Yeah, I can go down to a store and do that now. What are you in for?
What are you in for, right?
Something that's perfectly legal now.
Right, yeah.
A lawyer for the woman known as the serial stowaway.
Lawyers.
I keep forgetting to say attorney.
Well, you're just practicing nailing the word lawyer.
What is she hiding? The luggage rack of buses? And
who is she now?
No.
Crawl up into planes?
Who is she now? This is the woman known as the serial stowaway. This is the old woman who, for years, has gone to the airport and tried to get on airplanes.
Well, since 9/11, how do you get past?
She does it.
Okay. She still gets past.
She gets past
without
them
a ticket. You need a ticket.
Yes. No ticket, nothing.
That's amazing.
Does she get on the plane or does
sometimes,
she
yes.
climb underneath?
No. Okay. She's on the plane with the passengers.
Yeah, she Wesley Snipes it in Passenger 57. Just crawls. She chases it down the runway.
No, didn't
and
you
hops
do a story years ago where some guy was, he hopped on, it turned out to be an overseas flight?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's happened. I mean, this is an old lady, you said.
Right. This is an old lady. Marilyn Hartman is locked up after an Illinois judge ordered her held without bond while doctors perform a psychiatric exam to determine her fitness for trial. She was busted last Sunday after she was caught at O'Hare A couple of weeks ago, she managed to get through a TSA checkpoint and board a flight to London. She'd had past incidents in California and Arizona. She has done this for absolutely years. They find out she doesn't want to talk to anyone about it because she's afraid that people will start to figure this out, figure her out.
She gets busted a lot. The only thing I think of is that the TSA part might be a little easier for her because it's that guy at the desk looking at those first. And once you get past him, nobody looks at it again until the plane. So she might sneak around that way, being an old lady.
Reporters who have
followed
her. And get
through the actual, the screening part. But after that, how does she go on the plane without one?
Reporters who have followed her arrest said the success of her maneuvers depends on her ability to blend into a crowd
right. As
a seemingly harmless elderly white woman. She ducks under ropes. She keeps her head down. She gets in with small groups. She uses other passengers' discarded boarding passes.
Oh. Ah. But even then, they have to beep.
Because I think that would be the toughest part, is getting past the guy at the gate.
No, I think getting on the plane would be the toughest part. That has to beep before you walk past there.
Once you get past the guy at the gate, you're fine.
No. Getting on the plane, they look at your ticket then, too. The actual plane.
Oh, so you got to go Southwest. Because it's got to be one of those airlines where you just pick a seat.
No, but they still boop your thing on the way in. Your actual ticket. They have to look at your ticket.
Yeah,
on your phone.
If you can get away from him.
Well, I don't know how you get away from him.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get past the security guys.
Yeah. She does it.
She's
after
amazing.
One court appearance in 2014, she...
And then hope the plane's not sold out, because then they're really going to find her.
Yeah.
You know?
She refused to give details regarding how she was able to slip through security. She says that she doesn't think it's wise to say how she got through. Quote, "I don't want to help the enemy."
No, that doesn't. That actually helps the airport if she tells us that.
That's the enemy.
Yeah, that's the enemy.
Oh, she thinks they're the enemy. Oh, okay.
Well, she's talking about her little game.
I thought she meant ISIS or something.
No. She's been arrested numerous times.
Would this count as a hobby?
Yes.
Seems to be a hobby of hers. And she seems to be pretty good at it.
Yeah, back in 2014.
For the most part.
She must have some money, though. If you fly to London,
no.
What are her chances of getting back? How'd she get back?
She doesn't care. She wants to get on. Back in 2014, she pleaded no contest to these charges, was sentenced to probation. She said, "I want to go with a paid ticket. I want to do everything legal." She said, "It's clearly wrong.
I just don't pay money."
She said, "It was stupid. It's something I don't want to repeat." The next day, she was rearrested at LAX.
Yeah, she might be a little nutty, too.
Yeah, she sounds like she's a crazy bitch.
She's not a bitch.
Just crazy.
You don't know.
Yep, 6 months of house arrest in a mental health facility.
All right.
That was last year.
That's got to be a calm place.
Yeah.
She was arrested in Florida in 2015 after authorities said she was staying in a hotel room that had been booked by someone else. She's good at this.
She is good at
that. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That takes balls.
Not in her case, but...
Yeah.
Yes.
Old lady balls. Yeah. Old lady
anything.
Balls.
That is old lady balls.
Old
isn't
lady
it?
Balls.
That hobby requires a lot of balls. Yeah. And it helps to be crazy.
Right.
You try that, though, Craig. You're going away for a while.
Yes.
They don't think you're nuts. They think you're a grown man trying to do something wrong.
Absolutely.
This is an old lady in a shawl. Ah, she's crazy.
And she's trying to do something wrong.
But she's harmless, and you're not. Even though you're
obviously.
Harmless. Yeah, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, like a brown guy couldn't get away with it.
No.
Oh, white lady.
No.
That may be about the only thing.
Like our buddy Shaqib. He should try that.
No, he shouldn't.
Oh, no.
We like him.
No,
we don't
no,
want him hurt.
For years.
No, we like Shaqib. He's got a huge Muslim-looking beard.
Oh, yeah. He tries that. He's straight to Guantanamo.
Oh, my God.
We'll never see him again.
No, we will.
Never.
Yeah. Just wanted to fly to London for free. Guy named Shaqib.
Oh, yeah. He's guilty.
He wouldn't get past.
Sorry to break into this, buddy. I know you're listening. We love you, man.
He wouldn't get past the random search.
Yeah, we're going to bring him back up soon, man. He's actually really funny, too.
And they don't want him in London, either.
No.
Oh, yeah, no.
Getting back.
It's not a friendly place for him, either.
If he could get there,
yeah.
Getting back would be twice as difficult, I think.
An unnamed individual bought some surplus government furniture at an Australian thrift store recently. and found a bunch of classified and top secret documents inside. The cabinets contained a decade of info on Australian policies and politics, from missile upgrades to counterterrorism planning.
So some guy had it at his house and sold his furniture?
This is surplus government furniture.
So they took it
out of a government building. We don't need this anymore. Let's just take it over to the thrift store.
All right.
And left all this stuff in there. The Australian government is promising an urgent investigation into how the files made it to the thrift store.
How do you roll your tongue like that?
You don't care how. You're just glad I do.
Don't worry about it. Just enjoy it.
Well, I do.
I kind of ruined the...
I do. I just want to teach Puss how to do it.
Well, he wants to practice.
No, I don't want to have to do it. I just want the guys I'm with doing it. Well, that made it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's music there. I didn't hear that at all.
Define with.
Hanging out with. We're going to hang out with Tammy Pescatelli and Craig Peters later on this morning. We'll be in the studio. Petey Max here.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.